Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Monday, November 15th, and we are here with some news. I'm Jesse Steele. Well, did you hear Sonora Pass reopened? That's right. Caltrans opened State Route 108 Sonora Pass today at 1 p.m. The reopening of the highway follows a storm closure that began on October 17th and was extended through late October and early November by a series of snowstorms hitting the Sierra Nevada. With this opening, travelers in Mono County now have the option of taking State Route 108 or State Route 89 Monitor Pass over the Sierra Nevada mountain range. State Route 120 West to Yosemite remains in a storm closure. Boo. Additionally, State Route 203 has been closed for the winter season at the Mammoth Mountain Inn. Also boo. For the latest information on highway closures, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.ca.gov or call the Road Conditions Hotline at 800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. I always knew my day would come when an entire county would need me. That's right. The day is here. They need me, my help. I'm the superhero. I'm Batman. I'm Indiana Jones. It is up to me to save Mono County. Here, I'll let you know what I'm talking about. You're warmly invited to attend Mono County's virtual strategic plan community presentation on Monday, November 15th, 2021 at 5:30 p.m. See how that's really official there? It's because it's an official document asking for my help. More details, including the Zoom link to register for the event, can be accessed by clicking here. I posted it on Eastern Sierra Now just to make sure I had it there. But, you know, if you wanted to go see that, you could. Important. See, this is the important part. Please also take a few minutes to complete the online strategic plan survey to share your thoughts on county priorities. And I did that, of course, you know, making sure that the priority was I never got any speeding tickets and they made me a igloo for like a bat cave kind of situation up there because clearly I'm important and I need my base of operations. I also would like to not pay for a pita pit anytime I go there again in the future. Just sort of like a, you know, as a key of the city, I would like a pita of the city. Thank you for Mammoth. They ended with your opinions and participation are greatly appreciated. Thank you. With an exclamation point. Never knew I could be so necessary. Unless by you, they mean anyone reading this, and it's not just me. It means all of you. No, that couldn't be it. It has to be me. It's, I think. Well, go give me your opinion. Go check that out. Mono County Strategic Plan needs you on Eastern Sierra Now. You can tell me if it's me they want or if they're looking for everyone. It's probably me, because, come on. Well, weather and air quality conditions permitting, Mammoth Ranger District fire crews will conduct up to 270 acres on the Dry Creek prescribed fire starting Monday, November 15th. By God, that's today. And continuing through for 2 to 3 days while if conditions remain favorable. This prescribed fire is located along Dry Creek Cutoff Road between Mammoth Scenic Loop and Upper Dead Man Road. It can be treated in smaller units if needed. This project is in the Jeffrey Pine Lodgepole Forest with some sagebrush and light slash from selective thinning work. The purpose of the prescribed fire is to reduce hazard fuels for community protection and to help restore a more natural fire regime. This area has seen previous thinning, so prescribed fires are the next step in restoring the natural fire cycle in the Jeffrey Pine Forest, which historically had a frequent fire cycle, about every 5 to 15 years. This will encourage biodiversity, as well as help make the forest more resistant to fires of unnatural size and intensity. Jeffrey Pines have a fire-resistant bark that helps them survive frequent fires, and they thrive in open, sunny forests created by fires. Who knew? Visitors and residents are advised to avoid roads 2S29, 2S25, and 2S26, and associated spurs near the intersections of those roads during the project so that firefighters may safely focus on this work. Smoke will be visible from Mammoth Mountain, the town of Mammoth Lakes, Mammoth Scenic Loop, and Highway 395. So what they're saying is, don't call in those fires. They know about them. They lit them. Have you guys seen the video with the crazy guy shooting at the apple on the lady's head with a bow? That guy. Yeah. He He's pretty handsome, I'll give him that. You should check it out. It's on Eastern Seer now on our YouTube page. If you head over there, like and subscribe to the YouTube page, you'll get more of those. But anyway, it's pretty funny. But what it's about is the Eastern Sierra Bowman Annual Turkey Shoot, November 20th. The Eastern Sierra Bowman's annual turkey shoot will be held on Saturday, November 20th at Mill Pond in Bishop, California. The shoot starts at 9 a.m. Cleanup will start at 2 p.m. Walk-back shootout for youth, adult compound, and traditional bow will begin at noon, followed by novelties. I think the guy shooting at the apple was one of the novelties. You definitely, trust me, you should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's pretty funny. It's called the William Tell Underchore. Prices for members is $10 and non-members is $20. We look forward to seeing you all there. So sign up for that if you're into the bow and arrow scene and get out there and check it out. Everybody loves bow and arrows, though. Think of all the bow and arrows that have been in movies lately. It's probably fun just to go watch these things. Bow and arrow is awesome. So go look into that. Just a couple of COVID update stuff here. There's a couple of vaccine clinics. Tri-County Fairgrounds, Home Ec Arts Building. That's the Pfizer vaccine for 12 plus. Saturday, November 20th, 9 to noon. They have both first, second, and booster doses available. You do need to make an appointment, and the link to that is on Eastern Tier now. They have Moderna vaccine for 18 plus, and that's Saturday, November 20th as well, 1 to 3, and they only have booster doses of that. So you need to have already had your first and second doses, and you make an appointment as well. So there's the pediatric stuff happening, and the COVID-19 vaccine for children's age 5 to 11 has received emergency use authorization approval. At this time, there are very limited pediatric Pfizer vaccine providers in Inyo County. More providers are expected to receive shipments in the coming weeks. Inyo County Public Health is the only COVID-19 vaccine provider with clinics scheduled or open to the public for pediatric vaccines. If you are interested in getting your children a COVID-19 vaccine, available clinics are listed below, and I will read those for you. Tri-County Fairgrounds, November 21st, from 10 a.m. to noon. You need to make an appointment. That looks like that might be the only guy. There's some more information on Eastern Sierra Now that you can look into for more on getting your vaccine. Let's get this thing taken care of. So tired of making that be the only thing that matters everywhere you go. All right, head over to YouTube. When you get there, William Tell Underchure, Eastern Sierra Now. Go leave a comment. I'm not going to let you down. You're going to want to watch this. And when you do, please subscribe. I really could use the subscribers on YouTube. Please, 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 please. All right, I'm getting out of here. This is Jesse Steele, Eastern Sierra Now, and we will see you tomorrow. And by see, I mean here. And by you, I mean me.